Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Krohn,
Mechaber of the Sefer Nezer Avraham on Maseches Nazir.
Maseches Nazir has been dedicated in loving memory Ule'ilu Nishmas, Harold Groner, Tzvi Ben Yaakov Yosef.
Today's shiur is on Nazir Daf Dalid. The Gemara starts by discussing the drasha mentioned on Av Gimel Amid Beis of Reb Shimon, Miyayin V'Sheichar Yazir, that teaches us lesser yain mitzvah ki yain harishus, that a nazir is usher to drink wine, even if it is yain mitzvah. And the Gemara says, mahi kiddusha v'avdalta. We're talking about yayin of kiddush and yayin of avdala. So the Gemara asks a kasha on top of the amid harei mushpa v'oimed alav mehar sinai. And there are two drachim to explain this Gemara's kasha, and memela the ensuing teretz. And the two drachim have ramifications ladina, both in Hilchas Kiddush va'avdala and in Hilchas Naziris as well. Let's explain. The Mefarish in Dibra Amaschel v'harei mushba v'oimer alav me'har Sinai explains that the Gemara is asking, how could it be that we darshan that a nazir is usher to drink wine, even wine of Kiddush va'avdala? Harei mushba v'oimer alav me'har Sinai. He has a chiyuv already from Har Sinai, when we made a shvua to keep the Torah, so he has a chiyuv to drink wine of Kiddush v'Havdala. That is a chiyuv da'iraisa. If he has a chiyuv to drink the wine of Kiddush and Havdala, how could Naziris be chal on it and make it that it'll be aser for him to drink the wine? Tosfos and the Rosh and other Rishonim ask on Rashi a number of questions. The main question that they ask on Rashi is that l'chayra it's not true that a person is mushpa v'oimed me'har Sinai to drink the yayin of Kiddush and Avdala. True, the Gemara in Psachim daf kuvav amir alef darshins zoichreyu ala yayin, that you have to be zocher as yoyim hashabbos l'kachoy through wine, but Tosfos says that that's an asmachta ba'alma. The fact that you have to drink the wine for Kiddush, that's not a chiyav da'iraisa. And therefore, it wouldn't make sense that our Gemara says mushba va'oimed me'har Sinai to drink the wine of Kiddush. B'das ha'mefarish, it seems to be that he holds that no, the chiyav to drink wine by Kiddush is a chiyav da'iraisa. In the Tshuvas Chavas Yair, Simon Yud Aleph, he brings from our mefarish that according to the way the mefarish learns our Gemara, it seems to be mavur in the Gemara that the drinking wine of Kiddush is a chiyav da'iraisa. The Chavas Yair says that the Shita of the Mefarish is a Das Yachid. However, we do find in some other Rishonim this Shita, the Tosfos Rid, there in Psachim Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, and in his Sefer called Sefer HaMachria, Simen Ayin Aleph, brings that this is the Shita of Rashi in the Sefer HaPardes. The Sefer HaPardes in Hilchas Shabbos Simen Kuf Yud Beis, which is Meyuchas to Rashi, says that a person is mechuyev to drink wine for Kiddush midday raisa. And surely if the Mefarish in our Masechta is one of the Ma'aduris of Pirush Rashi, as we mentioned in the very beginning of the Masechta, it would work out nicely, Rashi l'shitasei, that Rashi seems to hold that the chiyav of drinking wine in Kiddush is day raisa. The Or Zeruah as well, in Hilchas Erev Shabbos, Chelek Beis, Simen Chav Hei, brings such a shita that a person is mechuyev to drink wine for Kiddush midday raisa, and that would be pshat here in the Gemara, according to the Mefarish, v'harei mushba v'oimed me'har Sinai, that a person is mechuyev midday raisa to drink wine for Kiddush. What could possibly be the makar min ha-Torah that you have to drink wine for Kiddush? So the Tosfos Rid says, in those two places, in Psachim and in the Sefer Machria, that even though it doesn't say Yayin in the Torah, all it says is Zocher es Yoyim HaShabbos Lekachoy, Kach Kibel Moshe Misinai Ditzorech Lekadish Al HaYayin. That was a Kabbalah, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that you have to be Mekadish on Yayin. Einech Anami, the Drasha of Zochreyo Al HaYayin is not a Drasha Gemura Da'iraisa, but there's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. However, in that piece of the Or Zeruah in Hilchas Erev Shabbos, the Or Zeruah says that the shita that holds that you have to drink yayin midoiraisa for Kiddush is that drasha gemura hi shetzarech lekadosh ala yayin. It's mashma that it's not merely a halacha l'moshe misinai, which has the status of a doiraisa, but it's actually a drasha gemura that zocher es yom haShabbos lekatshei chazal darshin d'zeichreyo ala yayin, and that's a drasha gemura doiraisa. and it's not at all an asmachta ba'alma. And that is the mashmos of the mafarish here as well, because he brings the drasha of zechreyo ala yayin. It's mashma that it's not just a halacha l'meishim yisinai, but it's actually a drasha gemura min ha'toira. And the Meiri is mashma like this as well. When he brings the shita of the mafarish, he says shehim soivrim shehayayin bekiddush va'avdala toirai, that the drinking wine of kiddush and avdala is midai raisa umimasha kasuv zachar es yem shabbos lekachay vidarshu boi zeichreyu ala yayin. So it's mashma from the arzarua, from the mafarish, from the Meiri, that this shita holds that there's a drasha gemura that one has to drink wine for kiddush and avdala midai raisa. The Rosh over here and the Tosfos Rid over there in Psachim ask another kasha on Rashi, that even if you're going to assume that there is a din da'iraisa to drink wine by Kiddush, but Havdalah ma'yikol le'meimar, by Havdalah it's a plia atzuma to say that you have to drink wine mid'iraisa. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph is mavur that the Havdalah ala yayin is only a takonas chachamim. So if it's a takonas chachamim, how could you say that the chiyuv to drink the wine by Havdalah is da'iraisa? The Magen Avraham in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sifkat and Aleph asks this question as well. And in the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Samach, he asks the kasha and he says that this is a raya she'eino leha tshuva against the pirish of the mafarish here. It's impossible to answer this. It's an open gemara that says that Havdalah alayayin is a takanas chachamim. How could he say that it's mushpa v'omid me'ar sinai by kidusha v'avdalta, that Havdalah, a person is mechuyev to drink the wine midairaisa? However, the mafarish brings the drasha of zechreyo alayayin, and he says, ein li ela b'knisasai b'yitziyasai minayin, Talmud loymar, and he brings the drasha. So it's mevur in the mefarish that Itaka holds that there is a drasha to be mechayvi to drink the havdalah midai raisa, and the mefarish goes l'shitasei later on daf mem dalad amid aleph dibur amaschil lesar, that he says there befeirish that a nazir is mutter to drink the yayin of kiddush and havdalah. And he mentions there Havdalah as well, because Nazirus is not chal on something that's mushba v'oimid me'har sinai l'shtaisai. It's mevur lehedya and the mefarish that Itaka holds that even by Havdalah there's a chiyav d'oiraisa to drink the yayin. True, there seems to be a gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel that's oimid kenegdai. Maybe the mefarish holds that there's a machloikas asugis. Here the gemara says about kiddusha ve'avdalta that he's mushba v'oimid me'har sinai. So it must be that this gemara holds it as a drasha gemura min ha'taira. Al kopanim, we don't have an answer that would make it shtim with the gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel. Maybe it is a machloikas asugis, but al kopanim, that is clear that the shita of the mefarish and the Tosfos Rid in the name of Rashi is that by kiddush and even havdalah, a person is mechuyev midai raisa to drink the wine, and therefore the Gemara is asking that it's impossible for the Isser Nazirus to be chal on this wine, yein mitzvah ki yein rishos, because he's mushpa v'oimed mehar sinai to drink the wine. There is another kasha on the Rashi, and that is brought down in the Shita Mekubetzis in the name of Rabbeinu Azriel. And he says that what's the Gemara's question b'chlal, that it's mushva v'oimid me'ar sinai because of Kiddush. By Kiddush, all one has to drink is malei lugmav. However, the Isser of Nazirus, says later in the Masechta, is b'revius, with the revius of Yayin. So for Kiddush, all he has to drink is malei lugmav. He's not necessarily over on the Isser Nazirus. So why do we say that he's mushba v'oimid me'ar sinai to drink the wine? No, he's mushba v'oimid to drink a malei lugmav, but the Issa Nazirus could be chal that he won't be allowed to drink the wine if it's a revius. He won't be able to drink a revius of yayin. So how does the Gemara ask that it's mushba v'oimid me'ar sinai? However, the Keren Oira over here answers this kasha, b'dasa mafarish, and he says that first of all, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan in Yuma Daf Ayin Dalar Amid Aleph, that Chatzi Shir is also min ha'Torah. So if it's Mushba V'Oimed Me'har Sinai to drink a Mole Lugmav of wine, so you can't say that the Issa Nazirus is Chal on it, and he's not going to be able to drink a Revius. Because if the Issa Nazirus is Chal, so then Chatzi Shir also min ha'Torah, even a little bit is also min ha'Torah. And that can't be because he's Mushba V'Oimed Me'har Sinai. And the Keren Ora adds that our Shakla V'Tariya is going B'das Reb Shimon, and the Gemara says in a few lines, finds that Reb Shimon doesn't hold of shiurim bichlal when it comes to malchus. Kol shuhu lamalchus. He holds yichayev with a kol shu. Loi amru kazayis el le'inyin karbon. So lafi Reb Shimon himself, for sure, the Gemara is asking a good kasha, that if you have to drink a mali lugmav of wine, so then he's mushba v'omid me'ar Sinai, because the iser yayin le'nazir is taka b'kol shu, l'gabi the chi of malchus. And therefore, both l'gabi the iser chatzi shir asam and atayra, and the malchus lafi Reb Shimon himself, the Gemara is asking a good question, that it's mushba v'omid me'ar Sinai. There is another question that's asked on the pirush of the Mefarish in our sugya, and that is by the Meiri over here. And the Meiri says, I don't understand the kash of the Gemara according to the Mefarish. What's the Gemara asking? That the Nazirus can't be chal because it's mushba v'oimed mehar Sinai to drink it. L'chayra, we know, the Mishnah Nedarim Daf Tezayin says that a neder could be chal on a dvar mitzvah. That's one of the days that's one of the ways that neder is different than shvua. That a neder could be chal levatal as a mitzvah. So nazirus is a type of neder. So it should be chal levatal as a mitzvah. So even if you have a mitzvah to drink wine, a mitzvah da'iraisa, to drink wine by kiddush and havdalah, why does the Gemara ask that nazirus shouldn't be chal on that? Nazirus is a neder. A neder is chal on a dvar mitzvah. Says the Meiri that the answer is shenazirus le'inyan zeh harehu keshvua. Even though nazirus is in the category of nadarim, but legabe this discussion, it's like a shvua. Shaharei hanazirus iser atzmoy al hachefetzu, because nazirus is an iser gavra. He's asering himself on the yayin. In other words, pshat in the Meiri is as follows: that in the sugya there in Nedarim Daf Tezayin, the Ran on Daf Tezayin Amid Beis and other Rishonim explain that the reason that Nedarim is different than Shvua when it comes to being chal on Dvar Mitzvah is because a Shvua is chal on the Gavra. If the Gavra is mechuyev to do a mitzvah, the Gavra can't make himself aser to do the mitzvah. But neder is chal on the cheftza. If you can aser the cheftza on yourself, so then even though you have a chiyev to do it, but once the neder is chal on the cheftza, now this cheftza becomes aser to you, the iser takes effect on the cheftza, and memela now the person is not allowed to have hanah from this cheftza. That's the difference between a neder and a shvua when it comes to being mevatel as a mitzvah. If that's the case, says the Meiri, that nazirus, even though it is in the family of nadarim, but it's an iser gavra. As we mentioned earlier, there is a shita like this of many rishonim that nazirus is an iser gavra, and the Meiri is one of those rishonim. So the Meiri says that that's the pshat here in the Mefarish, and it would be a raya from the Mefarish that the Mefarish holds as well, that nazirus is an iser gavra like shvua. And that's what the Gemara is asking. Harei mushba v'emin me'ar Sinai. We have a chiyuv to drink the yayin, v'kiddush u'lahavdola. A chiyuv midar raisa. If that's the case, nazirus, which is an iser gavra, that can't be chal on such a chiyuv, on such yayin. And Mamela, the Gemara is asking a good kasha, that nazirus can't be chal on yayin mitzvah, if the yayin mitzvah is yayin of kiddush and havdola. What's interesting is that the Rosh in Adarim Daf Beis Amid Beis says also that the Yayin is not Nesar on you, rather by a Nazir, Begufay Tali HaNazirus. And we explained that the Rosh means, based on pieces of the Taisis HaRosh, we explained that the Rosh means that Nazirus is an Isser Gavra. On that Rosh, in the Gilyon Maharsha, in the back of the Gemara, which is to Rab Shleima Eger, he is Mitzayin, the Mefarish by us. And I think that this is his Kavana, that he's showing that the Rosh holds that it's an Isser Gavra, Nazirus an Isser Gavra, and from the Mefarish it comes out like this as well, meaning, like the Meiri explains in the Mefarish, that if the Gemara could ask, Hare Mushba V'Oemin Mehar Sinai, and therefore it's not Chal, it can't be, the Nazirus can't be Chal on this Chiyuv to drink the yayin of Kiddush v'Havdalah, it must be that Nazirus is not this with the same geder as an Isser Neder. Rather, it's a geder of Isser Shvua, which is an Isser Gavra, and therefore it's not Chal on a Dvar Mitzvah. So that's the Gemara's Kasha according to the Mefarish. The Gemara answers that Ein Hanami, for the yayin l'Kiddush v'Havdalah, the Nazirus is Taka, the Nazirus can't be Chal, because he's Mushva v'Oimei to drink it. So it comes out that a Nazir then is allowed to drink the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah. When does it say that Nazirus is Chal on Yain Mitzvah, Ki Yain HaRishus? Is talking about a different mitzvah, not the mitzvah of Kiddush B'Havdalah, but in a case where a person says, a Shavua She'eshte, a Shavua that I will drink wine. And then he says, Hareini Nazir, that's the limud of Miyayin V'Sheichar Yazir teaches us that Nazirus is Chal on the Shavua. And it's very unclear, according to this Mahalach in the Gemara, How does the Gemara answer its question? If Nazirus can't be chal on Yayin that you are mushpa v'omid mehar Sinai to drink, so by a Shvua, she'eshte, you're mushpa v'omid mehar Sinai to drink it. Because there's a chiyav to keep your Shvua. You're mechiyav midairaisa to drink this wine if you said Shvua she'eshte. So what is the Gemara's answer? The Mefarish says words here, but it's a little bit unclear to figure out what is the Pshat in the Gemara's answer. The Me'iri over here brings in the name of Rashi that the Gemara's answer is as follows, that this is not called Mushpa v'oimed mehar Sinai, because hu shechidesh chiyuvai al atzmoy. Be'emes, he wasn't mechuyiv to drink this wine. He created this chiyuv by accepting on himself a shvua to drink this wine. The ikr ha'isr loy mi Sinai bo, v'loy mehar chayrev hoifia. The ikr isr is not from Har Sinai. The ikr chiyuv, I should say, to drink the wine is not from Har Sinai. That chiyuv to drink the wine, that is his own shvua that he made. If that's the case, that's not considered in the category of mushba v'oimed mehar Sinai. And therefore, the Gemara says that the Nazirus could be chal, the Issa Nazirus could be chal on such yayin. The Me'iri himself doesn't like this svara because he says, L'maisa, now that the person accepted on himself to drink the wine, b'vadai mi mitzvah Sinai hu l'kayim shvuas. From Har Sinai, we are mechuyev to keep the words of our Shvuah. So the Me'iri doesn't like this Svara. There is another Svara mentioned by the Or Zeruah over there in Hilchas Erev Shabbos to explain the Gemara's answer, that when it's Shvuah She'eshta, the reason why he's not mushba v'oimid mehar Sinai to drink it is because he's not locked into this chiyev to drink it. Because by a Shvuah, you could be shoyel on the Shvuah. You could do Hataras Nadarim and Hataras Shvuah. And therefore, it's not called mushba v'oimid. Yayin l'kiddush al-avdala, you can't get out of that chiyev. You have a chiyev kiddush v'avdala. That's what the Gemara asks, mushba v'oimid. But the Gemara answers, we're talking about Yain Mitzvah because you have a Shvua She'eshta, and that's not called Mushpa V'Oimed Mehar Sinai, because you could get out of such a Chiyuv by being Shayel. Memela, even if you're not Shayel, but the Hareini Nazir makes it that the Isser is Chal on such Yain, and that's why it's also even in such a case of Shvua She'eshta, if he says Hareini Nazir, then the Nazirus is Chal on this Yain Mitzvah Ki Yain Rishus. Ayin Bishagas Aryeh Simin Samach, where he mentions both of these svaras as well, that the Gemara answers that Kiddush and Havdalah, he has to drink it, and there's no way to undo it through She'elas Chacham. Masha Enkein, in the case of Rava, of Shvua She'eshta, Nishba, who, the Nishba Lishtois, who ba al yedei atzmoy, the Isser comes through himself and not through the Torah. V'yeshnei b'sheila, and in addition to that, he could be shayel. Hilchach is nazirus chalalei. So the Shagas Aryeh is mechaven to both of these reasons: the Me'iri in the name of Rashi and the reason of the Or Zeruah. This is all according to the Shita of the Mefarish that learns the Gemara's question that he was mushpa v'oimid mehar Sinai to drink the yayin kiddush l'avdala. However, Tosfos and the Rosh both bring that Rabbeinu Tam explains the exact opposite, that the Gemara is asking, how can we have a drasha lesser yein mitzvah ki yein rishos to asa the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah? Why would we need an extra pasuk to teach us that a nazir is not allowed to drink that wine? That wine is not yein mitzvah midairaisa. Is he mushpa v'oimid mehar Sinai to drink it? There is no chiyuv d'airaisa to drink wine of Kiddush and Havdalah. In other words, based on the shita that we just mentioned, that taka, there is no chiyuv to drink wine midday raisa. That's all midrabanan and asmachta. But there is no chiyuv. So the Gemara is not asking, harei mushpa v'oimei mehar Sinai, he is mushpa. The Gemara is asking, bitmiel, is he mushpa v'oimei to drink it? That you should need a drasha to teach us that this is yein mitzvah min ha-toyra, and still the Nazirus is chal min ha-toyra. This is not yein mitzvah. You're not mechuyev to drink the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah. It's Masha from Tosfos and the Rosh that Rabbeinu Tam changes the girsa at a different girsa, not Harei Mushba V'Oimed, but V'Chi Mushba V'Oimed Mehar Sinayu. However, if you look in the Sefer HaYosha of Rabbeinu Tam in Simen Samach Beis, it's Mefurish there that he is Gairis our girsa, Harei Mushba V'Oimed Mehar Sinai, and still he learns that the Gemara is a little Lav Davka. And he says, Lashon Nazir Chaluk, the Lashon of Mesechta Nazir is different than other Mesechtas, and therefore you can't be medactic so much in the Lashon of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Harei Mushba V'Oimed, what the Gemara really means is Bitmiya. Is he Mushba V'Oimed Mehar Sinai? And this Yesod we find in Rishayim throughout the Mesechta, Taisus and the Rosh say, Lashon Nazir Mishunahu, the Lashon of Mesechta Nazir is different than other Mesechtas, and you can't always be medactic as well in the Lashon of the Gemara. Al Kopanim says, Rabbeinu Tam, Harei Mushpa V'Oimid Me'ar Sinai, that the Gemara is asking, is he Mushpa V'Oimid Me'ar Sinai? And the Gemara answers, you're right, Kiddush of Yayin of Kiddush L'Havdalah, he's not Mushpa V'Oimid Me'ar Sinai. So for sure, the Nazirus is Chal on that, it doesn't even need a drasha. What it needs a drasha is when he is Mushba V'Oimid Me'ar Sinai, in a case of Shvua She'eshta, and not like the Mefarish, this is called Mushba V'Oimid Me'ar Sinai, Shvua She'eshta, and on that you have a chi of the Oiraisa to drink the wine, there you need a drasha of Miyayin V'Sheichar Yazir to teach us that Nazirus is Chal on that Yain Mitzvah. What comes out is nafkaminas between the Mefarish and Rabbeinu Tam, both in Hilchas Kiddush V'Havdalah and in Hilchas Nazirus. The direct machloikis is Lagabi Kiddush V'Havdalah, that the Mefarish, and it seems Rashi, hold that the chiyuv to drink wine in Kiddush V'Havdalah is a drasha gemura d'oraisa, either a halacha l'moshe miSinai or a drasha of zeichreyu al hayayin b'knisasai uv'yitziyasai as a drasha gemura, a chiyuv d'oraisa to drink the yayin l'kiddush al Havdalah. And Rabbeinu Tam holds, like most other Rishonim, that chiyuv is only an asmachta ba'alma, the chiyuv to drink the wine is not mid'oraisa. But it's noivea from this a machloikes l'gabi nazirus as well, because according to the Mefarish that learns that the din of Yayin Lekiddush Havdalah's Dairaisa, he learns the Lashon HaGemara Kipshutai Harei Mushpa V'Oimed Me'ar Sinai, that he is Mushpa to drink it, and therefore Nazirus can't be Chal on it. So what comes out from the Gemara is that a Nazir is allowed to drink wine by Kiddush and Havdalah, because this that it says the Issa Nazirus is Chal on Yain Mitzvah, that means on a Shvua She'eshta. But Ein Chanami Yayin of Kiddush and Havdalah, that he's Mushpa V'Oimed Me'ar Sinai to drink, so Nazirus can't be chal on it, because as we said, Nazirus is like a shvua, it's an issa gavra, that can't be chal on a dvar mitzvah. So according to the Mefarish, a Nazir is allowed to drink yayin of Kiddush V'Havdalah, whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's not the case. Since he's not mushpa v'oimid me'har Sinai to drink the yayin of Kiddush minat liyayin l'kiddush l'Havdalah mid'oraisa, so it's pasha that the Nazirus is chal on it. And the Gemara says that Nazirus is even chal on the shvua she'eshta, that's what the pasuk is teaching us. But it goes without saying, you don't even need a drasha, that a Nazir is also to drink wine of Kiddush al-Havdalah. That's the two drachim in the sugi with the nafkamina lemaisa, both legabi Kiddush v'Havdalah and legabi Nazirus. In the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, Perechov Tes, Halacha Vav, the Rambam paskins that the yayin for Kiddush v'Havdalah is only midivrei soifrim. It's not a din d'oraisa. That is like the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rambam goes the shitasei, because the Rambam in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph, says that a Nazir is aser to drink yayin mitzvah, just like he's aser b'yayin rishus. Ve'ein sarach loymar shehu aser b'yayin Kiddush v'Havdalah. And it's pashut that he's aser on yayin Kiddush v'Havdalah. You don't even need a drasha for that. So the Rambam, because he learns that it's midivrei seifrim, learns the Gemara here al darkei shel Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore the Gemara is coming out l'gabei hilchas nazirus that a nazir is aser to drink the yayin of Kiddush V'Havdalah, and that doesn't even need a drasha. The drasha is for the case of Shvua She'eshta, but that is all not like the Shitas HaMefarish that holds that the yayin l'Kiddush V'Havdalah is Do'iraisa, and that a Nazir is not Mitzuvah, he's not usher on drinking wine of Kiddush V'Havdalah. The next Mishnayis talk about the concept of Nazirus Shimshayim, that if a person says, Hareini K'Shimshayim, he is mekabel on himself to be a Nazir, just like Shimshayim HaGibor was. According to the Sugyas HaGemara Lefanenu, it sounds like a person has to say, Hareini Kishimshain Kiben Manoyach Kibal Delila, and that's what Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil Kishimshain says, Ad Sheyoymar Shloshton. However, the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Gimel Halacha Tezvav, understands in the Shitas HaRambam that LaHalacha, with each one of these Lashainas, it is a good Kabbalah of Nazirus Shimshain, even if he just says, Hareini Kishimshain, or Hareini Kiben Manoyach, Hareini Kabal Delila, which is l'chayra not like the Sugyas HaGemara Lefanenu, but the Netziv in Meroy Meisada already points out that according to the Girsa that the Meiri has in our Sugya, Itaka comes out that each one of these Lashonis is sufficient, and the Netziv suggests that that's what the Rambam learns as well, like that Girsa, and therefore the Rambam paskins that with each Lashon it would be good enough. The Mishnah following that contrasts Nazir Oilam to Nazir Shimshain. Both of them are Nazirus that last forever. However, there's different dinim. The Nazir Oilam is allowed to be Mekil Betar, and the Nazir Shimshon is not Mitzuvah on Tuma. He's allowed to become Tamei Meis, not just that he doesn't have to bring a carbon on Tamei Meis, but as the Gemara says, he's not Muzar on Tumas Meis Bechlal. Toisvis Dibra Hamaschil Ma asks, why does the Mishnah say, Ma Bein Nazir Oilam Le Nazir Shimshon? L'chaira, there's a Pashat and Afkamina between Nazir Oilam and Nazir Shimshon, and that is that a Nazir Shimshon is less a B'she'ela. There's no Hataras Nadarim on a Nazir Shimshon. Taisis brings it from a Gemara in Makas Daf Chav Beis Amid Aleph. It's also Mavur this way in the Gemara later on Daf Yud Dalet Amid Aleph here in Nazir, that it says by Nazir Shimshon Loi Efshal Is Shulei, you can't be Shoyal on the Neder on Nazirus. And therefore Nazir Oilam is similar to all other Nazirusin and all other Nadarim that you could do Sheela Schacham. But Nazir Shimshon is less of a Shela. So when the Mishnah is looking to contrast Nazir Oilam to Nazir Shimshon, why doesn't the Mishnah mention that difference? So Taisvis answers that Milsa the less of a Nazirus loy katani, v'im yishal al Nazirus oz loy havi Nazir. The Mishnah is trying to say differences while you are a Nazir between the dinim of Nazir Oilam and Nazir Shimshon. But this difference that it's less of a Shela, a Nazir Shimshon, when he is Shoyal, so now he's not a Nazir anymore. So we're not saying differences of how you could make yourself not a Nazir. We're talking about differences during the Hanhagas HaNazirus. What are the differences in the Halachas of Nazir Oilam and Nazir Shimshon? And that's why the Mishnah does not mention that difference. Lamaisa, though, Taisis teaches us, based on the Gemara in Makas and on the Gemara later on, that a Nazir Shimshon is less a B'Shela. And it's a big Shaila in the Mefarshim. Why not? A Nazir Shimshon is a Nazir just like Shimshon was, and it has certain dinim that he's allowed to be come Tamei Meis. But why should it be that if a person is Makabel Nazir Shimshon, then he can't be Shoyal, he can't do a Hataras Nadarim? A Nazir Oilam is also supposed to be a Nazir forever, but if he's Shoyal on the Neder HaNazirus, then he uproots that. So why would a Nazir Shimshon be different? So the Mefarish later on Daf Yud Dalet Amid Aleph says Mishum the Shimshon loy have a nadur, because Shimshon didn't make the neder himself. Shimshon became a nazir because the Malach told his mother that he should become a nazir. Well, if that's the case, if there's no neder hanazirus that the person himself made, then it's not possible to do a she'ela on the nazirus. Similarly, the Rivan in Makas Daf Chav Beis Amid Aleph, the Rivan is printed in place of Rashi at the end of Masechta Makas. The Rivan is Rashi's son-in-law. The Rivan in Makas Chav Beis Amid Aleph says, "Ditzivui shalom alohu," because it was a tzivui min shamayim. It wasn't a kabbalas nazirus like your standard kabbalas nazirus. Therefore, it wasn't possible to do a she'ela on such a nazirus. The Gvur Sari in Makas over there and Daf Chav Beis Amid Aleph is Matmiya on the Rivan and on the Mefarish that we just mentioned, that L'chaira those are reasons why Shimshon himself could not be Shayal, because Shimshon wasn't Nadur. Shimshon became a Nazir through the Malach Tzivui. It was a Tzivui Shalamala. But now today, when a person says Hareini Nazir K'Shimshon or Hareini K'Shimshon K'Bem Anoyach K'Bal Dalila, so he is making a neder hanazirus to be a nazir shimshon. L'chayre, it should help she'ela on such a nazirus that I'm being shoyal from the chacham that this neder that I made, I have charata that I made such a neder, and it should be a hataras nadarim just like any other nazirus. How did the Mefarish and the Rivan explain to us why nazirus shimshon, not for shimshon himself, but for us, that nazirus shimshon is less of a she'ela? The Rambam in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Gimel Halacha Yudalit, says that the reason why Nazirus Shimshon is less of a Shela, Umisha Nadar Nazir Kishimshon, Eino Yachal Yishal Al Nidroi, Shenazirus Shimshon La'olam Haisa. Because Nazirus Shimshon was La'olam, was forever. And the Kesef Mishnah there is Matmiya. Nazir Olam is also forever, is a Nazir La'olam. And even so, She'ela helps. So why shouldn't She'ela help by a Nazir Shimshon? Who cares if it was La'olam Haisa? So the Mabit, in Chuvas Mabit, Chelak Aleph, Simin Kufay and Dalit suggests that the Rambam doesn't just mean Lo'olam Haisa, that he was a Nazir till the end of his life, but what the Rambam means is like the Mefarish and the Rivan, that it was Lo'olam Haisa, it started from the first day of his life. It wasn't Al Yedei HaKabbalas Nazirus. It was Lo'olam Haisa. It was from before he was born. And therefore, just like the Mefarish and the Rivan explain, that it's not Shayach She'ela because it didn't come through a neder, that's really what the Rambam means as well. The Pashto's Lashon Rambam is Mashma, like the Kesef Mishnah understood, Lo'olam Haisa, that he was a Nazir for the rest of his life, for his entire life. till the end. But according to the Mabit, the main hadgash of the Rambam is that it was from the beginning. Al Kalpanim, according to either way, to learn the Rambam, the question still remains, that is all Lagabi Shimshon himself. It was La'olam Haisa. It was Mei Olam Ad Olam, from the beginning of his life till the end of his life. That's true. But when a person at age 20 is Mekabel on himself, Hareini Nazir Kishimshon, so then L'chaira, he should be able to be Shayel on this Neder HaNazirus. In the Tshuvas Chavas Yar, Simin Tes Vav, he says, Nistabachti Bisvacho Iyun Baha Milsa. For many years, I was very confused with this Inyan of why a Nazir Shimshon is less of Bishela. And the Nezer Avram, later on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, Ois Pei Vav, I have an Arichos about this, and the Bekitzer, what is possible to say, Bedas the Mefarish and the Rivan, and even Bedas HaRambam as well, is that when a person makes a neder HaNazirus, to say Hareini Nazir Kishimshon, it's possible that we understand the Kabbalah's neder to say that I am being mekabel on myself a Nazirus in a way that I will not be able to be shoyel on the Nazirus. In other words, when you say Nazirus Shimshon, not only are you being mekabel Nazirus forever, that you could have said Nazir Olam, but Nazir Shimshon, you're saying that just like Shimshon had a Nazirus that it wasn't possible to be shoyel on because it didn't come ayidei neder, or according to the Rambam, the Hadgasha is a Nazirus that Lemaisa he wasn't shoyel on. Lemaisa, he was a Nazir lo'aylam, he was a Nazir forever. So when a person says, Hareini Nazir Kishimshon, he is tapping into that Nazirus and saying, I want to be makabala myself a Nazirus in a way that I won't be shoyel on it, I won't have a Yechaylus to be shoyel on it. And therefore, the whole din of Hataras Nedarim is not nitfas on such a Nazirus. Of course, once a person would be Matir Neder, and then you would say that he's, if Hataras Nedarim would work, then it would be that he wasn't a Nazir. And a chacham is oiker the neder lemafreya and makes it as if he was never a nazir. However, just to get that started, the hataras nedarim, it has to be nitfas on the nazirus. It has to take effect that this nazirus, you're being shayel on the nazirus. A nazirus that a person is makabel on himself, nazirus shimshain, that's as if he's adding a clause that I'm not going to have the dinim of hataras nedarim. Just like by the nazirus of shimshain, he couldn't have the hataras nedarim and he didn't have the hataras nedarim. La'ayla ma'isa. Therefore, Nazir She'ela does not help by Nazir Shimshon. Whatever the Hezber would be, though, that is Mefurish in Gemara's, that there is no She'ela by Nazir Shimshon. And this is Ma'ayr, a big She'ela on what we're going to say, Yemir Tzashem, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, in the Nusach of Hataras Nadarim. In the Nusach of Hataras Nadarim, we say, V'chol Mine Nazirus Shekibalti Alai. I want to be Mat in Eder on all types of Nazirus that I was Makabul on myself. V'afilu Nazirus Shimshon. Even Nazirus Shimshon. What does that mean? Even Nazirus Shimshon. Nazirus Shimshon is less of a Bishela. Taisus over here explains why the Mishnah didn't mention that. But Taisus agrees to the halacha that comes out from the Gemaras that a Nazir Shimshon is less of a Bishela. And therefore, how could it be that we say that I'm being shoyel hataras nedarim on any type of nazirus shekibalti olai va'afilu nazirus shimshon? The Pischei Tshuva in Yerideya Simin Reish Lamites Sifkat and Vav says that this nusach must be a nuscha mutas, a mistaken nusach, because we know nazirus shimshon is less of a b'sheila. And if you look taka in a number of sidurim, they take out the words va'afilu nazirus shimshon. Some change the girsa to chutz mi nazirus shimshon. In the sidur oitzer hatfilas, he brings from Rabbi Shaya Pick that maybe it used to say imloi nazirus shimshon instead of afilu nazirus shimshon. But in a lot of the old sidurim, in the sidur hashlo, which is called shar hashemayim, in the sidur of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, which is called beis Yaakov, if we find our nusach va'afilu nazirus shimshon, and in the tshuvas binyan tzion, which was written by the Aruch Laner in Simon Pei Aleph, he says beli safik gadol hoya hamechaber seder hazeh, the one who was mechaber this nusach was a gadol. His nusach was miskabel throughout Klal Yisrael, so obviously there has to be a yishuv to this nusach that we find va'afilu nazirus shimshon. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samaches brings down that in the name of the Rimigash, that the Rimigash holds a chiddush when in this din that nazirus shimshon is less a b'sheila. The Minchas Chinuch in Shin Samaches Ois Yud Dalet, in the part that's called Koimetz Mincha, says that the Rimigash holds that even though the Gemara says that you can't be shoyel by Nazirus Shimshon, However, if a person is mekabel on himself to be a Nazir Shimshon in 10 days, la'achazman, not right away, then until he actually is noyig in the Nazirus, it's possible to be shoyel on the Nazirus, even though what he was mekabel on himself was to be a Nazir Shimshon. In Svara, it's tzarech bir, why that would be the case. However, according to that halacha, if it's true that a person could be shayel on Nazir Shimshon b'chiyai gavna, it could be that the nusach va'afilu Nazir Shimshon is referring to this situation, that even if I was makabala myself Nazir Shimshon in a way that I could be shayel, for example, that I was makabala myself to be a Nazir Shimshon in a few days, so then I'm being shayel a hatara, I'm trying to make a hatara aschacham. Of course, it is a doichik to say that that's what the nusach is referring to, specifically that case, but at least we find a makar and we shine him that there is a case where hatara would work even by Nazir Shimshon. Another possible suggestion is based on the chiddush of the Mabit, that the Mabit in his Tshuvas in Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadi Ches suggests that even though it says that Nazir Shimshon is less of b'sheila, that's only if you have stam charata. I feel bad, I regret making the neder. But if you have a Pesach, if you have an opening to the neder where you would say, oh, if I would have known a certain fact, then I would never have made the neder in the first place, that's a stronger hataras nedarim, and that works even by Nazir Shimshon. Again, in Svara, it needs beer why that would be the case, but the Mabit says this, that with Charata, there's no She'ela by Nazir Shimshon, and with a Pesach, then there is She'ela by Nazir Shimshon. If that's the case, it could be that we're being Shoyel Hatara by Vafilu Nazir Shimshon in the Oifen that we have a Pesach. And therefore, again, there would be a mocker to say that there's some type of case that there is Hatara, that Hatara does work by Nazir Shimshon. However, it still is a doichik to say that that's what we mean when we say Va'afilu Nazir Shimshon, befrat that the nusach we end off with is B'chul Hainani Mischaret, and all these things, I am Mischaret, it doesn't say anything about a Pesach, we talk, don't mention a Pesach, we just say a general Lashon of Charata, so it's mashma that we're not working mitzad the Pesach, we're working mitzad HaCharata, and by Charata, B'pashtus, there is no case of Hataras Nadarim working by a Nazir Shimshon, so the nusach is Tzarech Bir, either it's Taka a nusach Mutas, and we should say Chutz Min Nazir Shimshon, or maybe there are other Yeshuvim, but either way, the Ha'ara is a Shtarka Ha'ara on our nusach of Hataras Nadarim. And Tosfos over here is pointing out that even though the halacha is clearly that there is no She'ela by Nazir Shimshon, surely in most cases, still the Mishnah doesn't say that difference because the Mishnah is looking for differences in the Dinei HaNazirus. There is another question similar to Tosfos over here that the Mishnah could have said another nafkamina, and that is asked by the Gvuras Hari. The Gvuras Hari has chidushim only on a few mesechtas, but there are a few pieces after the chidushim on Masechta Makis, there are a few pieces on Masechta Nazir, and on Tavdal Ramad Aleph right here, the Gvuras Hari has a ha'ara on this Mishnah. And he says as follows, that the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Hei Amud Aleph says that if someone is a Nazir and a Metzora together, so part of the process of the Tahara of the Metzora is to do a Tiglachas, to shave his head and his whole body. So is he allowed to do a Tiglachas Metzora if he is a Nazir? So the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Hei Amud Aleph says that since the Tiglachas is a mitzvah saseh, it could be doiche, the iser that a Nazir has to cut his hair. Even though there's a lois asei va'asei, that a nazir is not allowed to shave his head, there's a lav and an asei, and usually we say, ein asei doiche lois asei va'asei. Here there's a special gzeres hakasov that we say that the asei of tiglachas mitzayra is doiche the lois asei va'asei of nazir, and we can't learn out to elsewhere because nazir is more kal than other places, because nazir is yeshnoi b'she'ela. Nazir you could be shoyel on the nether on Nazirus. In a regular Nazirus, you could be shoyel on the Nazirus. And therefore, it's different than all other lavim and assays that are etched in stone and that you can't undo. Since Nazirus is efshar b'sheila, yeshne b'sheila, therefore it's more kal, and the assay of the mitzayra, tiglachas mitzayra, could be doicha lois assay v'assay. So Frecht, the Gvuras Hari, if that's the case by a Nazir Shimshon, which we just said is less of b'sheila, a Nazir Shimshon, you can't do She'ela. So then the lav and the asei of Tiglachas, of not shaving his head, is a strong lav and asei. It's less of a She'ela. So then a Metzora who if a Nazir Shimshain is also a Metzaira, L'chaira, he should not be able to do his Tiglachas Metzaira. Because we only say, Asei Doicha Lois Asei Va'asei, if the Lois Asei Va'asei is Kal, that it's Yeshnei B'Sheila. But by a Nazir Shimshain, it's less a B'Sheila. If that's the case, it should come out of Nafkamina between a Nazir Oilam and a Nazir Shimshain. A Nazir Oilam has a regular Nazirus that if he's a Metzaira, the Metzaira can do the Mitzvah's Tiglachas. And Asei is Doicha Lois Asei Va'asei. But by a Nazir Shimshain, if he is also a Metzaira, he would not have a heter to do his Tiglachas Metzaira. Because over there, we wouldn't say that the Aseh of Tiglachas Metzaira is Doicha Lois Aseh Vaseh. So when our Mishnah says, Ma Bein Nazir Oilam Nazir Shimshain, it should say the Nafkamina is if he's a Metzaira. That if he's a Metzaira by a regular Nazir and a Nazir Oilam, he could do the Tiglachas Mitzvah. But by a Nazir Shimshain, he can't do the Tiglachas Mitzvah. The Gvuras Ari leaves it shver, but in the Gvuras Ari's own sefer, Turei Evan in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chof Ches Amid Beis, he answers his own question. And he says that really there is no difference lahalacha, because the truth is, even a Nazir Shimshain, if he is a Metzaira, the Tiglachas Metzaira would be Doicha, the Lois Asei Vaasei. And why is that? Because Shem Nazirus Chatu. It is, after all, a type of Nazirus. There is a Nazirus called Nazir Oilam, and a regular Nazirus, and there's a Nazirus called Nazir Shimshain. But Nazir Shimshain is also a type of Nazirus. Shem Nazirus Chadu. So if we find that the Isurei Nazirus have a certain Kula, that it's Yashnei B'Sheila, and therefore the Asei of Tiglachas Mitzayra is Doicha Lois Asei Vasei, even if you have a more Chamurdike Oifen of Nazirus, that you have a Nazir of Nazirus Shimshain that is less a B'Sheila, still it's considered a Dover Kal, because Shem Nazirus Chadu, and Shem Nazirus is Isa B'Sheila, and therefore a Tiglachas Mitzayra would be Doicha even by a Nazir Shimshain. The Radvaz on the side of the Rambam in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Zayin Halacha Tezvav, says exactly like the Turei Evan as well, that he says on the Gemara in Yevamos, Hatenach Nazirus Stam, the Isa B'Sheila, but what about Nazirus Shimshon, the Lesa B'Sheila? And he says, you have to answer, the Kivan, the Shem Nazirus Isa B'Sheila, kill. Nazirus is Kal, since Shem Nazirus Isa B'Sheila. I just want to point out, and this is something that's very yesodistic in understanding the concept of Nazirus Shimshon altogether, and that is that the question of the Gvuras Ari and the Radvaz is assuming that Nazirus Shimshon is its own category of Nazirus, and therefore they ask the question that it's a Nazirus that is less a B'Sheila, therefore should have different dinim, that the Asei of Tiglachas Mitzayra should not be Doicha the Lois Asei Va'asei. However, there are sources, Rab Shmuel Rezovsky and the Chidushei Rab Shmuel in the Darim Simin Vav bring sources that Nazirus Shimshon is not supposed to be looked at as a separate category of Nazirus. It's still a regular Nazirus of the Torah, the regular Nazirus of Parashas Nasai. However, it's not a full-fledged Nazirus. It's a Mixas Nazirus. It's a Nazirus Lagabi the Isser Yayin and Toma, Yayin and Tiglachas, but there's a heter to be Metami Lameis. But the dinim of Nazirus that it has is the same Parsha of Nazirus. It's not a separate type of Nazirus, a separate category of Nazirus. It's just not a full-fledged Nazir. And therefore, it doesn't have to be judged separately. You don't have to say, Shem Nazirus Chadu. The answer to the Turei Evans Kasha, to the Gvuras Ari's Kasha, and the Radvaz, is could L'chaira be much easier, according to that Yesoid. If you hold that it's a separate Nazirus, so then you have a Kasha. This separate Nazirus is a Nazirus that Lesei B'Sheila, it should have its own set of dinim. And you have to answer with the Chiddush, Shem Nazirus Chadu. But if you understand that it's really the same category of Nazirus, so then it doesn't have to be judged on its own. It's the regular dinim of Nazirus. It just happens to not be a full-fledged Nazirus as it had to be Metami Lameis. But the dinim of Nazirus, the category of Nazirus, is really the same category, a different level, but the same category of Nazirus. And therefore, if Nazirus is Isa B'Sheila, so then Nazir Shimshain has the same exact dinim, that Tiglachas Mitzayra is Doicha, the Lav Nazirus, because it's Yeshnei B'Sheila, even in a scenario where it's less a B'Sheila, if it's not its own separate Nazirus, it has the same rules as the regular Nazirus. Reb Shmuel Rezovsky is medayik this from the Lashon HaRambam, Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, that says, Shimshain Loi Haya Nazir Gamur. He wasn't a complete Nazir. It's mashma that it wasn't a separate category of Nazirus, it was just a Nazirus She'ena Gemura. There's a source to this as well from the Ran and other Rishonim in the Darim Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis, and the Nezer Avram later on Daf Yud Aleph is an Arichus about this. But the Ran and the Darim Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis shows that it's possible to separate the Isser Tumah from the other Isurim of Nazirus. It's possible to have only an Isser Tumah left on you, but the Isser Tiglachas and Yayin will not be on you. And usually we would say, Ein Nazirus L'chatzoin, but the Ran says that the Isser Tumah is different, because Tumah is not totally on the rest of the Dini Nazirus. Sha'arei Nazir Shimshain Osa B'Yayin U'mitami L'meisim. A Nazir Shimshain is also on Yayin, and he's allowed to be mitami L'meisim. So therefore it's possible to have Fakert as well, that you could be Osa B'Tumah, and be Mutter to drink wine, and to do it Tiglachas. And the Achroinim point out, the Keren Oira over there in Nidarim, and the Briskerov, and the Chidushay Mar, and Riz Halei, Levi and Hilchas Nazirus on page 54 in the Sefer, they both point out that L'chaira, the Ran, is very strange. We don't see over there that the Nazirus can be divided, the Dine Tumah can be divided from the other Dinim. That's a separate type of Nazirus called Nazirus Shimshin. That's a Min Nazirus Bifnei Atzmai, and therefore it has its own Dine Nazirus. But in the regular dinim of Nazirus, you don't see that you could divide it. But it sounds like the Ran understands, like Reb Shmuel is understanding in the Rambam, and that is that it's not a separate type of Nazirus. It's a partial Nazirus. It's a Nazir She'ein Gamur, like the Lashon Rambam is. To the extent that he is a Nazir, he's the regular Nazir of Parashas Nazirus. It's just a Nazir without the Dinei Tumah. So from there, the Ran sees that you could divide the Dinei Tumah from the other Dinei Nazirus, and we don't say Lagabi that, Ein Nazirus Lachatzon. Al Kloponim, Lagabi the Gvur Ari's kasha, that l'chara there should be a difference in the din of Tiglachas Mitzayra, we have to answer that since on a regular Nazirus, it's Yeshnei B'Sheila, and therefore a regular Nazirus, the din is that a Tiglachas Mitzayra is Doicha, that shows us that the whole din, even Nazirus Shimshon, is a Nazirus that's Kal. The way the Gvuras, the Turei Evan and the Radvaz say it, is shame Nazirus Kill, shame Nazirus Charu, because that's because they understand that Nazirus Shimshon is a separate category of Nazirus. But still, since it is a Nazirus after all, so shame Nazirus Kal, and therefore the Asay of Tiglachas Mitzayra is Doichet. If we understand, like Reb Shmuel explains in the Rambam, and like his Mavur in the Ran and the Darim, that it's really the same category of Nazirus, just a Nazirus She'ena Gemura, then that answer is understandable even Bipshitus Yoiser, because it doesn't have to be treated as its own separate Nidoin. What's the din by Nazirus Shimshon? Is it Kal or not? It's the same Nazirus as the regular Nazirus Kal. It just happens to have certain dinim that it's Mutuli Tami Lameis, and there is no She'ela by Nazirus Shimshon. But once it's the same category of Nazirus, to the extent that he's a Nazir, it's the same category of Nazirus. Therefore, if we say Nazirus is a Dava Kal, because it's Yeshnei B'Sheila, so then the dinim that come out from that, the Tiglachas Mitzayra being Doicha, the Lav and the Asay of Tiglachas of a Nazir, would be the same by Nazirus Shimshin as well. The Gemara on Amid Beis brings the Braisa that Reb Yehuda says, a Nazir Shimshin is Mutter Litami L'Mesim, Shekein Motzinu B'Shimshin Shenitma. And the Gemara at the end of the Amud says, where do we find that Shimshon was Nitma L'meisim? And the Gemara tries to bring a raya from Psukim. And at the end of the Gemara, we say that the Psukim are not conclusive. Ela Gemara Gmirila was a tradition. And Tosef Tibra Maschil Ela says that the Gemara Gmirila, that the Mesaira was, that we know that Shimshon killed the Plishtim, and therefore was Nitma L'meisim. Memela, Rabbi Yehuda holds, and that's the sheet of our Mishnah, that a Nazir Shimshon is Mutter Litami L'meisim. Tosfos there, Dibur HaMaschil Ela, is Ma'orer, that in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, we find the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that Kivrei Oivdei Koychavim Eina Metamim Ba'oil. Kivrei Oivdei Koychavim Goyesh Kvarim are not Metamim Ba'oil. So, why does the Gemara think that it's a raya from the fact that Shimshon killed the Plishtim, that a Nazir Shimshon and Shimshon himself was not Muzar Litami Lameis? The Plishtim were Goyim, and Goyim are not Mitami Bechlal. So Tosis says, no, that Gemara is only talking about Tumas Oyel, B'mago Mia Mitamin. Even a Goyish Emeis is Mitami B'mago, and therefore, if Shimshon came into physical contact with them, he was Nitma Lameisim, that shows that his din was different than other Nazirim. Other Nazirim would not be allowed to be Nitma B'maga to Kivrei Oivdei Koychavim. And therefore this shows that Shimshon was different because he came in contact with the Meisei Oivdei Koychavim. the Yesod that Tosfos says is really based on the Gemara there in Yevamos, because the Gemara says, L'das Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Nehi Dema'atinu Kro Me'atmuyei Bo'oyel, even though they're nismayet from being metami Bo'oyel, Mimaga Umasa Mima'atinu Kro, from Maga and Masa there is no miut, and therefore a Goyish Kever, even L'das Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, is metami B'maga Uvamasa. And Rashi and Chumash brings down the same thing in Parashas Matos, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yutes, Sha'af Ledivrei Ha'omer Kivrei Goyim Eina Metamin Bo'oihel, Moidehu Sha'agoyim Metamin B'magu V'masa. That's L'chayra Adavar Pashut in that Gemara in Yevamos and in Rashi and Chumash, and here in our Tosfos. However, it's kedai to mention the Shita of the Yireim in Simen Shin Chav Beis, of Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, the Yireim says, he paskins like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that Kivrei Oivdei Kechavim are not metamin ba'oil, and he says, based on that, that Koyanim Amutarim to touch Meisei Oivdei Kechavim, even B'maga Uvamasa, the Meisei Akum are not metame, and not like our Tosfos. In the Yireim there, it's not mafurish what he does with that Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says clearly that the Miut was only from Tumas Oil, but Mimaga Umasa, Mima Atinu Kra. But there are other Rishayim who discuss the Shitas HaYireim and explain clearly what how the Yireim understood that Gemara in Yevamos. The Nemuke Yosef at the end of Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yod Dalet Amid Beis, in the Daf Arif, it's Daf Samach Tes Amid Beis, explains, he brings the Shitas HaYireim that Meisei Yakum are not even Metamei B'maga, and he says that the Pshat is not that they are not Metamei. Of course, if you touch the Akum, then you become Tamei. The Chiddush of the Yireim is that Koyanim are not Muzar Mili Tamei. Because Koyanim, don't forget, are allowed to become Tamei. They're just not allowed to become Tamei Mace. So Meisei Akum don't have that Chumrah of Tumas Mace. Since they're Nismayit from Oil, they're not Metamei Ba'Oil, so they don't have the din of Tumas Mace of the Torah. Their Tumah, says the Nemuke Yosef, Bedasa Yireim, is like a Tumas Nevela. That it's metame b'maga uvamasa and not ba'oil. But once it doesn't have the category of tumas meis, therefore kayanim are not muzar, and a nazir who is tali on the same dine tumah as a kayan, they are not muzar militame. And that's what the Gemara in Yevamos means. When the Gemara says that they're nismayit from tumas oil, but maga umasa mima tinu kra, that means that b'metzias they are metame. And that way the Yireim agrees to the Tosfos. But Tosfos assumes that the vard is that if they are metame b'maga umasa, that's regular tumas meis. It just is nismayit from oil. But it is tumas meis b'maga umasa. They are, their source of their tumah is because they're meisei akum. If that's the case, a regular Nazir and a Kayan would be Muzir on it. And from the fact that Shimshon was Nitma, Lemesei Plishtim, so that shows that Nazira Shimshon is different. But the Yireim holds no, all the Gemara means is that they're Metame Ba'oil, but it Medame B'maga Uvamasa. But since it doesn't have the din of Tumas Meis, therefore Kayanim and Memela, regular Nazirim as well, are not Muzar Militame, and Memela. The Gemara in Yevamos is correct to say that they are metame b'maga v'masa, and still the din of the Yireim could be true that koyanim b'zman hazeh are mutter to become tamei to a goy b'maga u'meisei akum b'maga u'masa. The Yireim himself though does speak out that l'chayra, based on his kula, based on his din that a kohen and a regular nazir are not muzar on maga u'masa of kivrei ovde kechavim, our Gemara becomes shver. What does our Gemara mean? Gemara gemirilo that we know that Shimshon was nitma lemeis because he killed the meisei plishtim. L'chayra, if a regular nazir is just like a kohen, he's not muzar militame la'akum because they don't have the chaymer of tumas meis, it just has a din of tumas nevela. So then how do you see that nazirus Shimshon is more kal? Even a regular Nazirus, a regular Nazir would be allowed to become Tamei Lemeisei Akum. So from the fact that we have a tradition that Shimshon was Nitma to the Meisei Akum, that doesn't show us that Nazirus Shimshon is different than any other Nazirus. So on that, the Yireim says that our Gemara is going, after all, in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nazir Shimshon Mutar Litami Lemeisim, Shekein Matzinu B'Shimshon Shenitma. So the whole Gemara at the bottom of the Amud, Umenolon D'Itmei Lemeisim, is going on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Yireim, you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Yevamos. Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Chachamim in that Braisa. And they hold, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that Meisei Avdei Kechavim are Metame even Ba'oihel. Well, if that's the case, then it does have the chaymer of Tumas Meis, and therefore a kayan and a regular nazir are muzar militame lekivrei oiv de kechavim. Memela, if the Gemara shows that we have a Mesaira that Shimshain was nitma lemesim, even if it was lemesay akum, that shows that his nazirus is be'etzem different than a regular nazirus when it comes to Hilchas Tumas Meis. So a big machloikas then Toisvis and the Yireim. They both hold that, according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that the miut was only from Ohel, but Kivrei Ovti Kechavim Amatami B'magu V'masa, Kach Mufurush in the Gemara and Yavamis. But the question is a regular Nazir, and Memela Okayan as well, are they Muzar Militame B'magu V'masa to Kivrei Akum? Tosfos assumes that they are Muzar, because if the kivrei mesim are metame b'magu v'masa, so that tumah is begeder tumas meis, and therefore the kayanim and regular nazirim are also muzar on that, and nazirus shimshon must be different for the fact that we see that shimshon was nitma l'meis, and the reim says no, even though it's true that they are metame b'magu v'masa, but it's not with the chaymer, it's not with the geder of tumas meis, and therefore a kayan and a regular nazir as well would be mutter litame even b'magu v'masa to meisei oiv de kechavim. It comes out very interesting that if the reim is right, that this discussion, the raya of Manolon, the Itmei Lemesim, is only Lefishitas Rabbi Yehuda, not Lefir Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it comes out nicely because the Bar Plukta over here in the Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one who says, Nazir Shim, if a person says, Hareini Nazir Shimshon, Loya Maklum. So it's specifically Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, Stam Rabbi Shimon in Shas, we know from many places, is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rashi in Shavuos, Daf Beis Amid Beis, tells it to us beferish. So if Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, lishitasa, he couldn't say like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that a nazir shimshain is mutter litami lemesim shekein matzinu b'shimshain, that he was mitami lemesim. The whole makar of shekein matzinu b'shimshain, if it was meisayev kechavim, doesn't stem like with Rabbi Shita of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, according to the Yireim. So Rabbi Shimon lishitasa couldn't say like Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda himself argues on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and holds that kivrei oiv de kechavim are mitami even ba'oyel, and their tuma bein b'magu v'masa bein ba'oyel is a regular din of tumas meis. Therefore, if we see that Shimshon was nitma lemesim, we see that his nazirus is different than other nazirios, and it has a din that he's not muzar militami lemes.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.